This podcast is featured on the Gun Rights Radio Network, podcasting freedom. You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under sources.
It's time for On Target Radio, Chicagoland's only radio show dedicated to educating, entertaining, and discussion of firearms, legislation, and your Second Amendment rights. Presented in part by the Illinois State Rifle Association, Action Target, and Safer USA. Now here's your host, firearm instructor, educator, and enthusiastic Second Amendment proponent, David Lombardo.
And welcome to On Target Radio. I'm David Lombardo, your host. And this is America's Voice for the Second Amendment. Right across the council from me is my co-host, Tim. Say hi, Tim.
Hey, everybody. How you doing tonight?
You always kind of plan out what you're going to say, don't you?
Yeah, I know. I have a pitiful existence. That's what I think about all
Pretty
week.
Pretty much it, yeah. You know, I know you're going to be crushed, but the rant of the week won't be for a while, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Tim and I here are, and do this in English. Tim and I are here every Sunday night from 9 to 10 p.m. talking about all things Second Amendment. And it is your opportunity to call in and grill our guests, right?
That is right.
Absolutely.
Grill away.
We'll take your questions and your calls and whatever you want to say at 312-642-5600. 312-642-5600. Or go to Facebook, like our page On Target Radio, and ask a question there. Tonight, we have a very special two-hour show. The first hour, we're going to be talking about the 15th annual Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp. And we've got some very interesting people in the studio who've been with the camp for a long time. Some of them so long that they broke their teeth on black powder, I think. And the second hour, we're kind of beta testing the concept of doing an hour of news. So we'll talk about the camp for an hour, and then in the second hour, we're going to go into doing a live news show, so we want to make sure that you stick around for that.
Yes, you do. Got to be here. It's going to be great.
You looked like you wanted to say something. That's why I paused.
Well, you paused.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Anyway, David's rant of the week and Tim's little ditty that he does fighting back. We're going to push the whole thing into the second hour under the news. We're also going to talk later on with Richard Pearson from the Illinois State Rifle Association. He'll update us on what's going on at Springfield, and we've got news from gun control, all kinds of stuff. So that'll be coming up. But in the first hour, we're going to talk about the 15th annual Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp. And I just want to say that we have somebody in the studio today that is one of three people who the dream always was for 15 years that campers would work their way through intern and then they would become adults and they would run the camp. And we actually have three young women who have risen to that level. And one of them is here tonight. The other two were unavailable for this evening. But Kelly McAdams is here. She was a camper in 2006. That's when she started and became an intern and is now a camp supervisor. And she's going to be supervising the intern program. Hi, Kelly.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I'm very happy that you're here. And then we have Tim O'Meara and Kelly Kindlin. And Tim, we're going to have to clarify, but I think this is true. I'm sure it's true with you. You've been to every camp, haven't you, Tim?
Yes.
You have. Did you miss one or did you?
No, I was at all of them.
Okay.
Too.
So boy Kelly as versus girl Kelly.
Boy Kelly is that.
Boy Kelly.
Boy Kelly.
Right. And I think we're the only three people that can say that.
Yep. Right. I think I have a new radio moniker.
Better than the old one. Yes.
Right.
Which we would probably get.
Well, George would have to bleep it. Yeah,
exactly. So it's going to be very interesting. Let's just start out with when and where is the camp this year?
The camp is at the Illinois State Rifle Association range in Bonfield, Illinois, sponsored this year by, you know, some private sponsors. But the Illinois State Rifle Association is a sponsor, as is Safer USA. Safer USA NFP, not for profit.
Non for profit, yes. Not the money-grabbing Safer USA, but the nonprofit Safer USA. So, guys and lady, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, who should go to the camp? What are we looking for? And we have openings for the camp, right?
Yes, we do. We have openings.
I think anyone that has an interest in firearms and archery, because we do have an archery event at camp, should go. Even if you're not sure if you're interested in it, I think it's a great opportunity for you to test the waters and see if it's something that you're into.
And the ages are?
This is good for kids 10 to 16 years old. And then, of course, after 16, they become interns like Kelly did and then start running the camp. But it's, I think it's great to keep the sports going with our youth. It's a fun time. Everybody has a great time. So,
it's just interesting because we do have a lot of people who started off as campers and then went on to become interns. I mean, there's quite a few that have done that. And you see them, I mean, you know, Tim, you see them, they start off, they're like 12, 11, and they're these sort of knobby-kneed little kids running around. And then all of a sudden, you get old and they're not little
right.
kids anymore.
It's just like my son Patrick started out as a camper.
Exactly.
He's going to be 21 this year, and he's been to every camp, you know, along with me. And he's grown from, you know, this got him started, and he's grown into a phenomenal shotgun shooter and all things skeet and trap. And rifle shooting, he's already an NRA expert. So again, I can still take him in pistol, but but other than that, like I said, it's one of those things that, you know, the camp is great for everybody because it gives you a chance to try a little bit of everything, dabble around and find out what may work for you. So it's a great experience.
You're listening to On Target Radio, AM 560, The Answer. We're talking tonight about the 15th annual Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp that is going to be held at the end of this month, May 31, June 1, and June 2. Campers, the actual campers, the 10 to 16-year-olds, have to camp, right?
Right. They bring their own camping gear. Some bring tents. Some bring pop-ups. Kelly over here brings a mansion for her
that's
and
right.
her,
it's
her friends
tent,
to,
right? Was
to
the
sleep
big
in.
Monster.
And it's, everybody brings, you know, they're staying there for the whole weekend, so they're bringing all their camping gear. It's a great time.
Guess who we have on the phone?
Oh.
Who? Kyle, how are you doing?
Hey, David, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Talk about people who have been around forever. Kyle is another one of the people who have been working the camp for as long as we can remember. And anytime somebody goes, this is the cool thing about Kyle. Anytime somebody goes, gee, we need like a three-legged wing bat that was only produced in 1914, Kyle's the guy that goes, oh, yeah, I know a guy who's got that.
Yeah, you can get some stuff once in a while.
What's up, my brother?
Oh, I have to agree with what you guys said about the camp. It's a great place for someone to get their feet wet and see what they want to do, you know?
How long have you been working the camp?
I did it the first couple of years, then I took some time off when my son was real little, but when he turned 10, and that's 7 years ago now, I've been with the camp ever since.
Well, you've been an integral part, and I assume you will continue to be one.
As much as I can be.
Do you see any value that your own son went to the camp all those years? Does anything rub off? Is there any value to that?
Yeah, because my son is in Scouts, and a couple of years ago he came home from Scout camp for a week, and he goes, hey, Dad, the guy at the rifle range was showing us black powder. He loaded the gun, you know, I think it was like a person camp gun. He said he loaded everything, put the gun back on the table, then walked down range. He goes, that wasn't very smart, was it? Not really. I mean, somebody could have walked up, put a compression cap in the gun, and fired it. Really.
Well, and that's always sort of been the number one thing, teaching kids how to be safe around guns. Right, Tim?
Definitely. Like I said, it's one of those things, like my son growing up. I mean, at a certain point, he was so good with it. You know, I never worried about him. I always like to gun-proof kids rather than child-proof guns. By a certain age, he, you know, if he wanted to see something, he would ask. It was always safety, 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 and he's gotten that drilled into him.
Kyle, thanks for calling in. We'll see you probably in a week or so, eh?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, buddy, take care.
Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Bye-bye. The interesting thing is, all of these years, 15 years, a lot of the same faces. Adult volunteers, a lot of the same people keep coming over and over again. and it's sort of like a family.
Well, I know something I'd like to say about it. I've only been involved with it for 3 years now. I came later. And something that struck me from the get-go was how well it runs. Everybody there has been doing it long enough. It's a well-oiled machine. There are virtually no emergencies. Nothing goes wrong. It's just somebody can't find something or something. It's always very tiny stuff. I was just so impressed with that, how well it works. So, and that is a tribute to all of you guys that have been there for so long and have taken care of everything.
Actually, the funny thing is, you know, we have a nurse and paramedic and all that kind of stuff. But the funny thing is, never the kids. The only problems we typically ever had in all these years have been adults. Like, one guy was a diabetic and wasn't watching his diet. I mean, you know, it's adults that get sick and stuff, and not the kids. They have a great time.
Right. Yeah, occasionally, you know, I think the only thing I've seen with the kids in the last 3 years is occasionally a case of homesickness on Saturday night or something.
I've seen that before. Yeah, every once in a while we do get that. But anyway, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back with more talk about the 15th annual Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp after these brief messages. You're listening to On Target Radio, AM 560, The Answer.
For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has supported the rights and freedoms of Illinois citizens to keep and bear arms. For over 100 years, the ISRA has supported the use of firearms as a sport for personal protection and as a fundamental aspect of national defense. For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has been supporting you. Don't you think it's time you supported them? ISRA.org or 815-635-3198. The Illinois State Rifle Association, supporting you.
For 35 years, Pelcher's Shooter's Supply has served the Lansing area. Pelcher's offers new and used firearm sales, appraisals, and gunsmithing service. Pelcher's new spacious showroom has hundreds of major brand firearms and supplies, and PelcherGuns.com features daily specials. Pelcher's Shooter's Supply, on the corner of Ridge Road and Henry Street in downtown Lansing. Online at PelcherGuns.com or call 708-474-0662.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
Well, it seems that Tim's microphone is... it was going to be Tim's big moment in radio.
I talked and I didn't hear myself. I don't know what was going on there. We just want to get out there first, as we're talking about the 15th annual Clyde Howell Youth Shooting Sports Camp, that you could look at information about it and sign up online at saferusanfp.org. SAFERUSANFP.org. There's a tab at the top of the page, Clyde Howell, NRAYSSE, Youth Shooting Sports Camp. There'll be a link for the 2013 brochure, camper registration forms, adult registration forms. We need many adult volunteers, and intern registration forms. But we're typically looking for campers and adult volunteers. So
we can put that up on the Facebook, too, can't we?
Yes, we can.
Go to On Target Radio on Facebook. Like us, please. And you can find the link there to go to the website, and you can ask us questions there also. Women and the camp.
This is not just a boys' camp. I think that Sam Rotaco, Sam Cochran, and myself, we went through the ranks. We were campers, we were interns, and now we're helping to run the camp, which is a huge deal for us, as I know it is for you, Dave. But it's not, like, I am always impressed with how many girls sign up for camp every year. I think it's great because people will look at this and be like, oh, okay, I can send my son to this, but send your daughters. They're going to have so much fun. Like, I've made some of the best friends at camp, and that's part of what I look forward to coming back every year. Like, we don't live close to each other, so we come to camp, and that's where we get to have all our fun.
And I want to say, and I'm not trying to be cute. I'm being serious. An awful lot of the young women who go to camp are not like tomboy types. I mean, we've had plenty of girly girls, but they go and they have a really good time. Am I not right?
No, it's totally true, because I'm not the most girly girl, but I clean up well, I think.
You clean up
fine. Oh, yeah.
But it's also a place where even those girly girls who have an interest in this, they can get their hands dirty with black powder. They can go and hang out with the guys and outshoot them like we always do. But then they can go home and be girly girls again. Like, they don't have to, you know, it could be their dirty little secret.
Exactly. It's exactly true.
And generally, like I said, the girls are the better shooters because they listen to the instruction. The guys think it's a guy thing and, like, I know everything. And plus, you put them together and I'll take the girls team and we'll shoot against the boys and they'll clean their clock every time.
And that's very true. And women are hardwired for fine motor skills. And basically, women learn psychomotor skills faster than men do. So it's, yeah, women typically have a lot of success with the shooting sports.
Yeah, David, my daughter's also been involved since she was just a little girl. I will not shoot against her. Oh, no, because she will beat me every time. Pistol, rifle, shotgun, she's got my number.
And, you know, I have to say that all of my phenomenal shooting skills, not to toot my own horn, are because of these two gentlemen here. Like, they've taught me everything I know. And now, again, I'm not, you know, going to run myself up here, but I was so good at shotgun and black powder that Kelly had me shooting doubles left-handed, and it was awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, she started out, she was a young, 14-year-old teenage gal coming in here. Knew a little bit, but not a lot. And what would it take, about two, 3 years?
Not before, even, let's be real.
I think, whatever it was. And she was shooting with the double barrel black powder doubles, and I was so proud of her, my little student.
The instruction given at camp is just unsurpassable. It's, if you're looking for good quality instruction on all these different firearms, like, this camp is the place to go.
It's, the nice thing is if we get a full complement of campers, they're in groups of 10. And so there's lots of opportunity for individual instruction and individual opportunities. If somebody is really excelling, there's the opportunity for them to kind of do a little more. If somebody's having a little problem catching on to something, there's the opportunity to have a little more one-on-one instruction to bring them along. So it's structured very well to do that. You're listening to On Target Radio, AM 560, The Answer. We're talking about the 15th annual Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp. And we're running a two-hour show tonight. In the next hour, we're going to be doing live news. Tim and I will be covering live news. Richard Pearson from the Illinois State Rifle Association will be on updating us about what's going on in Springfield. So all that is coming. But right now we're talking about the youth camp, which is at the end of this month, May 31, June 1, and June 2. What do campers need to bring with them? One of the things they hear all the time is, oh, well, you know, we've never done this before. He doesn't have all kinds of stuff.
Okay, as a former camper, I think the better thing to tell you is what to not bring to camp. Do not.
That was actually my next question.
Oh, I'm sorry, but fine. This is just like, I love when the kids come and they're like, they've got their towels and their shower caddies. And they're like, okay, where do I do this? And we're like, no, no, honey, this is not the place. So leave your towels at home. Bring, for sure, a reusable, I don't care if it's a water bottle, cup, something reusable, so we can be a little more green at camp. They will give you water until it comes out of your ears. Drink it. So that's my big to-do.
Well, and Kelly? Boy, Kelly. We don't want them to bring electronic stuff. No cell phones, no games, no... I mean, this is a weekend about shooting sports.
That's right, David. Don't bring your Game Boys and all that. There's no need for that here. This is to learn and enjoy shooting. The best thing also to bring is an open mind and a great attitude. We were there to help you. We're always there for the children. That's what we're there for. Not self-promoting anything, just to have a good time. So come and enjoy. You'll love it.
And we keep them busy. I mean, we have entertainment Friday night. Friday night, we have a safety briefing, and then we have entertainment. Mm-hmm. And Saturday night, we have entertainment again. So it's not like they have free time.
Well, Am I the entertainment this year?
Entertainment director, Kelly.
Boy Kelly will be doing ballet for the kids.
Right.
Something else that, like, we used to do back when it was at Clyde Howell's is we always on Friday night had the intern versus camper football game, and I promise you we are doing that again this year. Sam Overtago and I discussed it. It's the most fun, like, because it's Friday night is the only night where you really have downtime. Right. Everyone puts up their tent, you eat, and that's about it. So I promise you it's coming back.
And speaking of eating, I want to let all the parents know we don't just give them potato chips and peanut butter sandwiches all weekend. We have a cook tent, we have an oven, we have a griddle. We have a hot box. We have a reefer. We cook real food. You know, it's not just chips and cookies. So we have healthy snacks. We have bananas and apples and water. And, you know, your campers will eat well this weekend.
And Miss McAdams wants her Mickey Mouse pancakes this year.
That's a secret. You can't tell everyone that.
Everybody knows now.
I got to hit my cough button. Take that off the air.
It is an important point to make that we don't do junk food.
No.
You don't get Cokes and all kinds of cruddy stuff. So we're very, you know, you're a paramedic.
Right.
And are you too?
I'm still a certified paramedic.
Okay. So, I mean, we have a nurse. We've got all kinds of people. And we watch the diet. We watch hydration issues very closely. Right. You know, girl Kelly wasn't kidding when she said we pump water. During the day, you know, we make kids drink water. Because that's a big deal. You're out and about. So right. I mean,
it's a well-balanced meal. They get a well-balanced breakfast, lunch, and a dinner. And like I said, we make hydration runs. Everything is either set up at each shooting station, or we have a water wagon with Gatorade going around and stopping at each shooting discipline and making sure the kids, you know, everybody water break, get on the water, make sure everybody stays because we don't want anybody getting woozy.
It's a mandatory water break.
Yeah, it's a mandatory water break at each thing.
I think I'll get some. It's like, no, you will go have a glass or two of water.
So, again, we want to try and as the medical end of it, we try to head off any problems before they come up.
And it's also true that we have a nurse that's there. So a camper who has special needs, either they have to have some sort of recurring medication. We have a nurse who actually can then take the medication, make sure they get it. If they have a special dietary need, as long as we know far enough in advance, you know, we'll try and accommodate everybody. We've had all kinds of – we've had handicapped students over the year. I mean, we're pretty flexible.
And at the Illinois State Rifle Association range, it's very handicap-friendly. So if there would be a need, there are curbs and, you know, things like that for –
The whole thing with the shoot is, you know, not everybody can play football. Not everybody can be 6'10", 280 pounds. And like I said, the shooting sports is something that anybody can participate in.
Right.
And that's the nice thing about it. You know, whatever level, whatever height, weight, we can find something, you know, that you're going to be good at.
So. Right.
But one of the things that's always kind of irritated me is you say to parents, well, it's a weekend. And they go, well, you know, they've got whatever. They got this, they got that, they baseball practice, whatever it is. And what I always say is, how many parents in their 70s, 60s are taking their 30-year-old son or daughter out and playing baseball? But they take them hunting. They take them shooting. It's a family thing that lasts forever. Anyway, you're listening to On Target Radio AM 560. The Answer. We'll be back with more about the 15th annual Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp. And we'll talk a little bit about why it's safe. If you have reservations on that subject, we'll talk about that. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Some people shoot beer cans, some shoot paper plates, and some just shoot the breeze. Here at Action Target, we believe there's more to shooting than just putting holes through paper. As the world leader in shooting range design and technology, Action Target has been revolutionizing the world of firearms training for more than a quarter of a century. Go to ActionTarget.com to order your steel targets and range equipment today. That's ActionTarget.com.
For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has supported the rights and freedoms of Illinois citizens to keep and bear arms. For over 100 years, the ISRA has supported the use of firearms as a sport for personal protection and as a fundamental aspect of national defense. For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has been supporting you. Don't you think it's time you supported them? ISRA.org or 815-635-3198. The Illinois State Rifle Association. Supporting you.
Hi, I'm David Lombardo, host of On Target Radio. You're living proof that radio advertising reaches listeners. In the 2 years I've been advertising on AM 560 WIND, Safer USA grew from 300 students a year to over 1,200. By coupling our On Target Radio broadcast with our Facebook page, we found our audience is steadily growing, and in only 2 months, it appears we've exceeded 5,000 listeners. Over 34% are in the age group 25 to 34, 26% are 35 to 44. We We have listeners from Rockford to Western Michigan and Southern Wisconsin to St. Louis. Thanks to live streaming on the internet, we also have listeners as far away as Germany, Japan, and New Zealand. On Target Radio is offering low-cost sponsorship opportunities on Chicago's premier conservative talk radio station. Advertising on AM 560 WIND has worked for Safer USA. Let me show you how it can work for you. Call 815-744-5487. Join the On Target Radio team today at 815-744-5487.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
And we're back. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Cook County, DuPage County, and Lake County beginning at 9:22 p.m., and it's supposed to end at 10:52. So be careful out there, and we wish you the best of luck if you're driving, because I guess it's getting kind of woolly out there now. We're sequestered in the middle of a building. I had no idea this was happening.
I didn't either.
So...
Oh, now I'm scared.
There we go.
That was supposed to be a jailhouse door closing, okay. Referring to your sequestration.
Thank you very much for that useless piece of information. So anyway, this evening we're talking about the 15th annual Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp. And we have in the studio with us Tim O'Meara and Kelly Kindlin, who are two of the three, me being the third, who have been with the camp for 15 years. And Kelly McAdams, who started out as a camper in 2006, and then became an intern and is now one of the camp supervisors. She has risen to the top of the pile and is running the interns this year. So, again, thank you all for being with us. One of the things that I hear a lot when people, parents, call about the camp is, it's guns. How safe is it going to be? Somebody weigh in on that issue.
Well, like I said, I mean, we've been at this for 15 years, and we have not had any injuries related to a firearm during that 15 years. I mean, we stress safety at all times. The kids get a safety brief Friday night, and depending on which discipline they're at, they have a certified NRA instructor running that discipline, along with either other certified instructors or adult helpers that have been put in. And like I said, we stress safety at all times. This is not playing widgets. It's firearms, and it has to be safe at all times. So,
from a personnel perspective, we have two of you guys are paramedics, mm-hmm. and basically available 24 hours a day.
Correct.
Neither of you go home. We have a nurse who's on 24 hours a day. The interns, adult volunteers don't have to stay. They can go home and sleep at home and come back the next day. But we have a cadre of really professional people who do stay 24 hours, like the paramedics and the nurse and security people. So we've got that covered pretty well.
Again, like I said, 15 years running, and we've had nothing of any consequence. And again, like I said, I mean, the disciplines are run very well. And again, we try, again, it's with firearms, safety is always first. After that, then you move on down the line. So,
and the interns.
I'm sorry, I was just saying with the paramedics and nurses and everybody staying overnight, not everybody just gets sick during the day. Some of the kids get homesick at night.
Homesick, particularly.
They've eaten, run around all day, so sometimes they get a little sick during the evenings or at the nighttime, so we take care of them during those periods also.
And the interns, who generally are somewhere between the age of 16 and 21, have a bottomless pit of energy, and pretty much I don't think they sleep. I mean, we have people who stay up 24, stay up all night, so we effectively have security. But the interns really do kind of stay up all night and patrol the camp and kind of keep a lid on stuff.
We've had some interesting campers come through, and, I mean, they bring their own lightsabers for the middle of the night action, which just baffles me. But, yeah, interns will go around and make sure everyone, lets everyone else sleep, and we don't usually sleep, which is interesting because by the time interns roll into bed, most of us are getting up, waking up campers. So, give and take there.
Right. And speaking of camping, need to let all the parents know, again, something else they'd probably be concerned about. Your camper can have their own tent if they choose to stay in a tent with another camper or a friend. If your camper doesn't have a tent, you don't have a tent, and it would be okay with you for them to stay with another camper there, that person's age. We can make those arrangements. We're very conscious of security at this event, very conscious of security. So you as a parent, we don't even let parents just run around loose at the event. If they want to sign up and be a volunteer, an adult volunteer, and be a chaperone or help out at one of the events, that's fine. But we don't let anybody just run around loose at the camp, even parents.
That's true. If a parent wants to be there, they have to work. They have to be an adult volunteer. They can't just drive, you know, bring their kid and hang around and drink coffee. So they have to fulfill some actual role. Nobody, I would point out, this is under a not-for-profit 501c3, and as a result, nobody gets paid for anything. The campers pay to attend $135, and that includes meals and firearms and ammunition, instruction, and T-shirts and all that stuff. The intern is actually Latin for unpaid slave, and we can talk a little bit about what interns do in a minute, and the adults are all volunteers. So, you know, I mean, we do it because we like doing it.
And adults, you don't need any special skills. If you don't have never shot before in your life, that's fine. We need help being chaperones, just
cook tent,
various things that we need help with. That you don't have to do anything with shooting. And if you do want to help with one of the shooting disciplines, yeah, you can help there too. Hand things to people and keep people, the campers, in line. And
the best job in the business is being a chaperone, because they treat you like a kid and you get to shoot too. We're going to be back with more about the 15th annual Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp after these messages. You're listening to On Target Radio, AM 560, The Answer. I'm David Lombardo, president of Safer USA, Chicagoland's most popular firearm training school. We continue to offer our popular home protection and concealed carry seminar every month. This 8-hour seminar covers everything you need to know to safely and legally use a firearm for both concealed carry and home invasion, and qualifies you for Florida and Utah concealed carry permits good in about 30 states. Be sure to call and ask how we can help you raise funds for your organization or provide a guest speaker. We're also offering the NRA Basic Pistol Course and our Tactical Pistol 1 and 2. As always, I offer private one-on-one instruction for basic pistol, Chicago firearm certification, and basic home defense. For further information, please call 877-954-3030 or go to saferusa.com. Safer USA, choosing to own a firearm is your business. Teaching to own it responsibly is ours.
That's 877-954-3030 or saferusa.com.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
We're talking about the 15th annual Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp. It's being held at the end of this month, May 31, June 1, and June 2, for kids 10 to 16 years old. It's at the Illinois State Rifle Association range in Bonfield, and you can go to the website,
SaferUSANFP.org, and click on the Clyde Howell NRA YSSC Youth Shooting Sports Camp, and you'll find out more information. There's a pamphlet on there, and the sign-up sheets that we would need you to fill out.
And we do have room for campers, and we have room for adult volunteers. We have room.
We have room.
We have room. We have
There's room. Room at the inn.
There's now, always room at the inn.
Speaking of room at the inn.
Yes.
Speaking of rooms in general, we have boy campers and we have girl campers. And never the twain shall meet.
There is a demarcation line. It's the 32nd parallel.
It's our DMZ.
Yeah, we don't let the kids, you know, it's lights out at 10 o'clock, and the girls stay on one side. Families in the middle, say a brother and sister are at the camp, they can camp together, or mom and dad are also along with them for volunteer with their daughter or their son, what have you. So they're in the family section, and then on the other side is the boy section.
Surrounded by barbed wire and machine gun towers.
Yes, indeed.
Exactly. Let's, because we keep talking about campers, we don't get real specific. What's a day like? If you're a camper, how does the day go? You get up what time?
Generally, the interns are going to start waking everyone up around 6. And you're probably thinking, holy crap, it's a weekend. Why am I getting up at 6? But it's okay. Sorry, because that's how I was. I was like, why is someone blowing a horn at 6 o'clock in the morning? That's for if you choose to eat breakfast, which we totally encourage. And if you don't, that's a problem because we'll yell at you later for it. But breakfast starts around 7, so you have time to get up, get ready, get dressed. The camp does provide a shirt that you need to wear all weekend and a hat for heat purposes. And then you'll start your shooting disciplines. And they are in segments of how long?
Two and a half hours?
No, two hours.
Two hours.
It's two hours, basically. Okay,
with a 10-minute travel time in between to get to your next relay. So basically,
which is kind of a big deal at the ISRA range, because some of those ranges are a little bit of a walk.
Right. It's a little bit of a walk, but nothing that anybody can't do. So
they're getting 2 2-hour blocks of instruction in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, both Saturday and Sunday.
Correct.
What are we doing this year?
Well, we're doing 22 pistol, 22 rifle, shotgun, modern shotgun, mostly 20 gauge, a few 12 gauge for the bigger kids. Archery, gun cleaning, new this year since we've never had this, and the kids, if they're going to shoot them, they need it. We're not doing this just to get them to clean the guns. We're doing it to teach them how to clean guns, survival skills, how to start a fire, and various other things. Centerfire rifle and black powder.
AR-15
and black powder.
Exactly. So it's a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Good times had by all. And there's entertainment. We have lunch, and then we have dinner. Saturday night's usually the big deal. We have a really kind of fancier type of dinner. And then there's entertainment afterwards. And then we repeat Sunday.
And when they come Friday night, they would come between the hours of 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. We would need to check them in at registration. They would get their T-shirt, talk to them about how they're going to, you know, verify their paperwork that they have. And then we would have pizza night. Friday night, we are going to have pizza night. It's a little easier to do that. So that's the junkiest of the junk food they're going to get for the weekend is pizza night Friday night. And we will have entertainment after that.
You're listening to On Target Radio, AM 560 The Answer. We're talking about the 15th annual Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp. If you can't attend, but you think it's a good deal that we teach kids firearm safety, you can always make a donation. The donations have fallen off with the economy, and the price of running the camp has not. So donation, in-kind ammunition, cash, whatever it is tax deductible. Feel free to give us a call. We would very much like to talk to you. Any donation will help because it is very expensive to run the camp, and the donations have been down because of the economy. You can call at 815-744-5487. That's 815-744-5487. We'd be happy to take donations, big or small. We need them.
And if you would just like to do it, not exactly anonymously, but if you just like to go to the SaferUSANFP.org website, there's a PayPal button right at the front. You can make a donation, $5 if you would like. It helps out
anything
a lot.
And I check in between my screen door and front door every morning. If there's gold bullion, we will take it in. It will be safe. We've got about a minute before we take a break. But, girl, Kelly, what is a day in the life of an intern like?
Interns, we get up early and we stay up late. We wake everyone up. We make sure that everyone has hydration. We get them in their food line. We get them to disciplines. And we have interns at every discipline helping out with instruction and just making sure that everything is good and in place. And then at night, we make sure that everyone gets in their tents okay. We do have a couple kids that usually, you know, afraid of the dark, homesick. We take special care of them, and then we end the night.
And over the years, and particularly more recently, Tim O'Meara's really kind of spearheaded it, we take interns who have been coming for a long time. This year, how many did we make? We made NRA assistant instructors out of them. What, they're 5 or 6?
We got 6 of them certified. So,
and it was a perk. We had no cost to them. We did it because they've been loyal and they've been an intern for a long time.
Right. And again, the ultimate goal of the camp is to get these people trained up as a new cadre. As we get a little bit older, they can step in and be certified instructors and just pick up where we left off and keep the camp going.
We can sit back and drink coffee.
Well, that'd be nice.
Exactly. So far more desirable. We're going to be back after some brief messages with more On Target Radio. We're talking about the 15th annual Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp coming up at the end of this month. come back with us and hear what we got to tell you. You're listening to AM 560, The Answer.
For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has supported the rights and freedoms of Illinois citizens to keep and bear arms. For over 100 years, the ISRA has supported the use of firearms as a sport for personal protection and as a fundamental aspect of national defense. For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has been supporting you. Don't you think it's time you supported them? ISRA.org or 815-635-3198. The Illinois State Rifle Association. Supporting you.
Some people shoot beer cans, some shoot paper plates, and some, well, some just shoot the breeze. Here at Action Target, we believe there's more to shooting than just putting holes through paper. As the world leader in shooting range design and technology, Action Target has been revolutionizing the world of firearms training for more than a quarter of a century. Go to ActionTarget.com to order your steel targets and range equipment today. That's ActionTarget.com.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
And we're back to wrap up the first segment here. We're talking about the 15th annual Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp. Girl Kelly, do you have any parting pithy thoughts that you would like to share?
Everyone has something that they look forward to when they come back to camp. Even if it's your first year at camp, you're already excited for next year. For me, it's the people that I get to see at camp, and everyone's always got their favorite discipline that when they come back, they're like, oh crap, it's last. I'm sorry, I say that word a lot. It's last, and I have to wait until Sunday to get to it, and it's just like those people you get so excited about.
You're setting a role model.
I'm sorry, I'm a terrible role model. That's why I don't have children for many, many years.
Oh, great. That's a good. When we have the gangbanger show, we might have her on. She's going to fit right in.
I'm not that bad. That's, come on. Yeah.
Boy Kelly.
Well, a few parting words. When they do come to camp, things to bring and not bring, bring good shoes. Don't bring sandals and flip-flops. You're going to be wearing these shoes all weekend long, so something comfortable. Another thing is, as instructors, we'd like to see how the children have progressed over the year that we've seen them since last camp for the returning campers. We ask them, you know, did you get a chance to go out and shoot with your folks or your buddies? And sometimes it's, most of the times it's yeah, because they really enjoyed it. And they, you just watch their progression, and it's awesome as an instructor.
It is. And it's just cool. I mean, doing it this long and watching it, I just remember, like, she was this little punky kid.
Sweet thing that didn't, you know, use those words.
Oh,
that's
goodness.
True.
She didn't swear when I first started with her at 14.
I don't swear now. I'm a good kid. If I wasn't a good kid, you wouldn't let me run
yeah,
your camp.
That's true. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
Good
is,
point.
If you're a parent listening to the show, just ignore
oh,
that part.
Oh, my goodness.
Of it. She's always been trouble. She's always been trouble.
But the good kind.
Yeah. Good. The other, but to build on what you just said, though, Kelly, you're right. There's some things you really do need to bring. We're in a... At the ISRA range, we're in a little bit better situation than we were at Howell because there is cover there. At Howell, it was just the tents. But we do have, like on the pistol range, there's cover there.
There's hard covers.
So you can get, but you still need to bring rain gear and all that because the camp goes on.
Rain or shine,
it goes on. And, you know, the first week in June, you know, we've seen it like 100 degrees, and we've seen it, you can see your breath. So you need to be prepared for whatever the weather is going to be.
And we do have evacuation procedures in place in case of severe weather during that tumultuous first weekend in June.
It's an interesting weekend every year.
It has been for 15.
Tim, again, you're up to bat.
Again, like I said, it's just one of those things. You know, I got a late start to the shooting sports. You know, nobody ever thought to take me someplace that, you know, was something that, you know, may have interested me. You know, I got a late start, and I've loved it ever since, so I've made the determination that I'm going to make sure some kids get a chance to try this. Whether I got to forfeit a couple weekends every year, that's what I do. I mean, and it's great to see these kids come out initially a little trepidation, and then you get them to the line, and they shoot that shotgun for the first time and say, hey, that was pretty cool. But it's even better when they break that first bird on the wing.
Oh, yeah.
And you watch their face just light up that I just did that, and it's worth it. It's worth all the time that I've put into it, so...
And we really do encourage parents to come. They have to work. But it's a bonding thing.
Working is a relative term.
Well, yes. Nobody works that hard. But it is a bonding thing with you.
Other than the interns, very hard.
Exactly. And Kelly brings up a good point. Intern is really, you know, Latin for unpaid slave. She told you the good stuff that interns do. They also take out the trash and they help serve food.
It's a rite of passage that comes with its perks, but it also comes with a lot of hard work that you don't realize as a camper, everything that gets done.
But the other thing that it comes with is every adult that runs that camp respects every one of those interns.
I would like to say, too, that the Illinois State Rifle Association has been a very good host and continues to be, and they really help us out a lot. They have a great facility. And they really help us with supplies and everything. So
Absolutely, thank you to them a lot.
All
right, we're going to be back with the second hour. We're going to be doing news, so make sure you stick around. You're going to be listening to On Target Radio, AM 560, The Answer. Welcome back to On Target Radio. This is our first attempt at doing a two-hour show, and we hope at some point we can garner enough sponsors that we'll be able to do this. But this is a beta test, right, Tim?
It's a great one, too. We're going to do it.
It's a beta test.
Maybe we can stay for 3 or 4 hours. George, can we stay till like 2 a.m.? No, George says no.
Apparently not. Well, we'll see if we can even last that long. I want to thank our guests that just left, Tim O'Meara, Kelly Kindlin, and Kelly McAdams. The 15th annual Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp is named after, obviously, a gentleman named Clyde Howell, who passed away a few years ago at like 94. But Clyde, it was always his dream to have a youth camp, shooting camp. He had been a deputy in Kendall County for a number of years, and he was a farmer. He literally was born, raised, lived his entire life, and died on that farm in Kendall County. And he loved kids, and he loved teaching shooting. And that camp was his dream, and except for him, it would not have happened. And so every year we honor him with that camp.
And it's a good one.
It's a good one.
But now
we're going to do, the more sophisticated of us refer to it as my editorial. Some of us call it Rant of the Week. My on-target newsletter and on-target radio editorials generally draw anywhere from about 3 or 4 emails to occasionally 30 or more. By far, they're supportive and congratulatory, but every once in a while, I get one that takes me to task. Rather than getting upset with a disagreement, I try to look at it from the other person's point of view. Not long ago, I received one that chided me about disrespecting the office of the president, and it made me go back and take a hard look at some of the things that I've said about our 44th president. After rereading many of my editorials, I stick by what I've said. I don't disrespect the office of the president. I strongly believe in our form of government, but recognize, like everything else, it's not perfect, but it works pretty well, all things considered. If I met President Obama in person, I would most assuredly show him the respect due to anyone who holds the office, just as I would for the vice president or any other elected official, whether I agree with their politics or not. Similarly, I don't wish any of them ill health or ill will, and I would defend them with my own life if it were necessary. Even though I think they juked the numbers in the election, they're still in office and I respect the office. 5 times in my life, I've held up my right hand and sworn to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, and no one has ever told me that oath has been canceled. Having said that, I don't respect the holder of the office of the president, vice president, or any of the anti-personal protection elected officials, and in that light, I will speak my mind in my editorials. I've been an international journalist for many years, have over 3,000 articles and several books published, and I'm a card-carrying member of the Fourth Estate. It's not simply my First Amendment right to speak my mind about my government. As a member of the Fourth Estate, it's my duty to do so. That's what journalists are supposed to do. The job of the press, what we call the Fourth Estate, is to monitor the other three estates, the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch, and hold their feet to the fire. Anyone that has followed my editorial knows that I've called out deception again that originates on both sides of the aisle, not just liberal deception. This president is, in my opinion, dishonest, narcissistic, and dangerous to the freedoms we as Americans have come to expect. I want this president to be safe and healthy, but I don't want him in the White House, and I will continue to point out what I believe is tyrannical government in my editorials. I don't disrespect the office of the president. I disrespect a man who has not earned the respect of freedom-loving, constitutional-abiding Americans, and as long as I have a voice, I will speak my mind. And that, Tim, is my rant for the week.
This is probably, in my opinion, the best one that you've ever done. Without exaggerating, I really agree with what you've said, and I thought it was said very well.
I don't know that I took it as an offense when I was accused of not respecting the office of the president, but I was concerned, and I did. I went back and read stuff, and I'm being very specific about that individual.
Well, exactly. We've all worked for people that we didn't necessarily like, probably. Most of us have, but we still work for them and the company that they represented. And this is the same thing as the president of the United States. This is, I think this is a great country. I think we do a lot of good things. But from time to time, there are people that try to take us down the wrong road on purpose. They feel that they have a duty, a higher calling or something to steer us in a direction that the founders didn't intend for us to go in. And I just don't get that.
Well, I certainly agree. We're going to start looking at some hard news here. We would like to take your calls at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. Please give us a call. Weigh in on your opinions on things that we're going to talk about. Ask questions. Say, oh, crap, I guess that's we've that's established a good, that good as way. as an acceptable thing to do now. We'd like to start off with a little clip that we have, kind of set the stage. It's from Fox Business Network, and the host on this is Eric Bowling, and he's interviewing and talking to the Field and Stream editor, Anthony Licata. So if we could run that, let's go ahead.
Joining me now, Field and Stream editorial director, Anthony Licata. Anthony, I love this segment. When they told me we were doing the segment, I was so thrilled. Tell us about what's going on with gun sales, handgun sales, shotgun sales, shell sales in America now.
Well, gun sales have been up significantly over the past 9 years. They've been up 27% in the last 9 years, all while violent crime has gone down 13%. This is reflecting a change in American society where people are recognizing that legal, responsible gun ownership is fine. Even if you don't hunt or shoot, people are fine with it, and they know it's a lot of fun.
Right, right. I get into these arguments with one of my liberal counterparts, Beckel, all the time on a couple of the other shows. He always says, yeah, that's what you want. You want more people with guns. Well, yeah, I do want more people with guns, clearly by the numbers. Here, U.S. handgun production has tripled in those 9 years, up 193% tripled. And you, as you point out, firearms production up over 2 million units in those years increase, and violent crimes are down 13%. So clearly putting more guns in the hands of Americans isn't causing more crime.
That kind of leads into a Forbes article that we have been looking at, Disarming Reality. It says gun sales soar, gun crimes plummet.
We read through this, and there's a lot of interesting information in here. As the clip we heard just said, U.S. gun-related homicides dropped 39% over the course of 18 years, from 18,000-some during 1993 to 11,000-some in 2011. Non-fatal firearm crimes decreased even more, a whopping 69%. The bad guys, when they know that you may have a gun, they're not going to be as brave as they think they are.
And the interesting thing about the studies that have been done, all of the things that the current administration is trying to convince people are happening are exactly the opposite. They talk about where do people who use guns get them from, illegally use guns. Only 2% of the people who used a gun at the time of an offense, only 2% of them came from a gun show or flea market. 10% said they purchased it from a retail shop or pawn shop, and 37% obtained it from a family or friends, and 40% obtained it from an illegal source. So all this drivel that people are talking about
is just that. The gun show loophole.
The gun show loophole, right. It just doesn't exist.
No.
So that's kind of an interesting thing. That was in Forbes magazine. The date on that was May 14th. And it goes in a lot of detail about the study that they did and the number of guns that have been used. Only 10, you know, here's another thing. 70% of all homicides between 1993 and 2010 were from firearm violence, but less than 10% Guns were used in less than 10% of non-fatal violent crimes. And here it is. This is the statistic, like it or not. Who is it that's getting shot? Male, black, between 18 and 24 years old. That's the highest firearm homicide rate.
It is. I saw, not going too far afield, we all feel very badly. For gun, pro-gun, anti-gun, we feel incredibly badly of what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. We all do. I saw something, I saw on the news just today where they were talking about the incredible tragedy of Newtown. But we just have learned recently in the last week or two in the city of Chicago, we've had 100 school-aged children killed this year so far. Where is all this uproar, you know, when poor inner city kids are killed, you know, murdered just left and right in the city of Chicago? You don't see people traveling the country trying to put that word out.
No, they don't want to go in and take inner city kids and put them on parade.
No.
You're right. We're going to be back in the next segment with Richard Pearson from the Illinois State Rifle Association, who is going to talk to us about what's going on in Springfield. I think we'll have Richard on anyway. We're going to give it a shot. And that and a lot more coming up on Target Radio. You're listening to AM 560, The Answer.
For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has supported the rights and freedoms of Illinois citizens to keep and bear arms. For over 100 years, the ISRA has supported the use of firearms as a sport for personal protection and as a fundamental aspect of national defense. For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has been supporting you. Don't you think it's time you supported them? ISRA.org or 815-635-3198. The Illinois State Rifle Association. Supporting you.
For 35 years, Pelcher's Shooters Supply has served the Lansing area. Pelcher's offers new and used firearm sales, appraisals, and gunsmithing service. Pelcher's new spacious showroom has hundreds of major brand firearms and supplies, and PelcherGuns.com features daily specials. Pelcher's Shooter Supply, on the corner of Ridge Road and Henry Street in downtown Lansing. Online at PelcherGuns.com or call 708-474-0662.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
And we're back with more On Target Radio. I'm your host, David Lombardo, and Tim Dalen across the council from me. This is your second chance to say hi, Tim.
Howdy, everybody. I'm here. I want to do the howdy out there.
There you go. That was truly the high point of my day. We're doing a hard news segment, a second hour. It's a two-hour show. First time we're doing that.
Hard news.
Hard news. And we're hoping that some of you will sally forth and take on sponsorship so we can do a two-hour show. We can do more hard news. The times are tough, and there's a lot of challenges going on in the world of the Second Amendment, and I think we need to have a show like this and get the word out. So speaking of getting the word out, we have on the line right now the executive director of the Illinois State Rifle Association, Richard Pearson. Rich, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I know it's past your bedtime, and I thank you very much for taking the time to be with us.
My pleasure.
Well, now that we've
busy week in Springfield.
Now that we've had your pleasure, let's get to the part that wasn't your pleasure. Tell us what's going on down there.
Well, I think tomorrow we're going to see a proposal for concealed carry that we can accept.
Really?
Okay, so it'll be an exciting day. So the next week will be exciting for all the gun owners in the state of Illinois. Certainly, challenges are not over. Of course, we are seeing all kinds of gun bans being introduced, magazine bans being introduced. And so we'll have to fight all those off as well as working with concealed carry, but it is important that everybody stay tuned and stay aware.
What bill is that we might see tomorrow, Richard?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
It might be a modification of 997.
Okay.
Do you have a feel for what the training requirement would be?
Well, I do, but I have been speaking with certain people, and so we will see language tomorrow, so I'm not supposed to divulge anything until after tomorrow.
Apparently, it's not going to be exclusive to Safer USA for the entire state.
No, it's not. And it's a good thing because you got about 400,000 clients.
Is that what they're estimating?
That's what I estimate.
Wow. That's pretty significant. I think you're probably right.
Well, you know, I mean, we've waited for a long time for this in Illinois. We've been fighting for this for 26 years now. You know, so it's been a long battle. So, like any bill that comes out of Springfield, it's not going to be perfect. We're going to have to work with it over the next few years, but we're going to get something started, and we're going to have to work with it. So the fight is not over. It's just, you know, if we get a victory, you know, you're not ever going to win the war. You're always going to have to win victory by victory.
That's true. You're listening to AM 560, The Answer. This is On Target Radio. If you call 312-642-5600, this is your opportunity to question Executive Director of the Illinois State Rifle Association, Richard Pearson, about what's going on in Springfield. You don't want to reveal what you think the training requirement is going to be. Tell us, what about the city of Chicago and Cook County?
Well, they're in the proposal, and I think people will be happy with it. Really?
That was a truncated answer, Richard.
Huh?
I said that was a truncated answer.
I was allowed to talk to you about the details till tomorrow, so I'm not going to.
Well, so. Can you sing? Can you do that? Can you sing for us?
No, I can't sing. Most places, if I tried karaoke, they escorted me to the door.
Well, regardless of what's going on down in Springfield right now, Richard, I would like to thank you and the Illinois State Rifle Association bunches for helping to sponsor and helping us put on the 15th annual Clyde Howell Youth Shooting Sports Camp. So thank you very much.
All that is important. I want to tell you what, training is the key. Training is what gets people involved. It's so important that we do that. We have to make as many sacrifices as we can to get firearm training throughout the state. And whatever venue we can, because people are crying for firearm training. I'm telling you right now, Safer USA does a great job. There's no question about it. But, you know, from one end of the state, people want training. From one end of this country, people want training. We have never, ever seen so many requests for training, and our women on target training throughout the central part of the state is up 300%.
Well, and it's certainly always been the mission of the Illinois State Rifle Association to promulgate training. I mean, the organization, you know, has led the chase when it comes to providing training and to nurturing other organizations to do training. So that's to your credit. Certainly.
And we are just going over a Forbes article on what's going on with shooting too, Richard. And one of the things you mentioned about training. The NSSF, National Shooting Sports Foundation, reported in the last year, participation by women increased in target shooting by 46% and in hunting by 36%. So
that's right. You know, women are coming on strong, and they need to. And we're watching women becoming leaders in the firearm industry, and I really welcome that. You know, I think that it's going to change the composition of the arguments that we make, because it's going to change the legislature.
Well, and you know, you're right. I mean, I wish you could have been in the studio and met Kelly. You know, Kelly came to our camp as just a little kid, and now here she is. She's an intelligent, beautiful young woman, and she's helping to run the camp. We have two Sams, both Samanthas. One is going to be our registrar, and one is working in the food service area. And, I mean, they all came to us as little kids, went through as campers, became interns, and have now grown up, and they're running camps. And, I mean, that's really the goal.
Well, that is right. A long time ago, and I mean a long time ago, about 1969, there were four instructors, one of which was me, that met in a guy's basement in Bloomington, Illinois, Norman, Illinois, Dwight Baker, myself, Gus Trennell, Mary Lyon, and we decided that if we're going to win this battle, we have to start getting more people involved, and training is the answer. So it's not exactly a new mission. But we were down to four people. Four. There was only about one or two training counselors in the entire state of Illinois. And so it's been my mission to increase that over all these years, and it seems to be working.
We have Dave's on the line from LaGrange, and he has two questions. Dave, you've got literally 1 minute, so ask quickly.
All right, two quick questions. I know you can't go into real details, but as a resident of Cook County, do you think I'll be pleased with what's going to come out tomorrow? Second question, yep. If by chance nothing does pass by June, I'm getting mixed information of whether my FOID card would be it will allow me to carry or whether I might run into some real legal issues if I decided to carry.
Well, the problem is when you're dealing with Cook County, you always may run into legal issues because the state's attorney and some others have said we don't care what the court says. We're going to enforce it the way we want to, which, of course, is just absolutely stomping on all your rights, whether it's Second Amendment rights or anybody else or any other kind of rights. To have this attitude is just ludicrous. It's just terrible. And so that's one of the reasons we need to get this law passed.
I agree. And in terms of tomorrow, as a Cook County resident, do you think that I'll be pleased with what might come out without divulging details?
I think you'll be happy.
Okay, great. Well, you know, I really appreciate all your efforts. Been a proud member and trying to get more folks to join, and I'm glad that the...
Well, yeah, we need that. You know what? We are going to hit this week 29,000 members of the Illinois State Rifle Association.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is awesome, but that's what it takes to maintain enough muscle to do all the things that we want to do. In fact, it's probably short 20,000 members. When we get to 50,000, we're a real force. But at 29,000, I can remember when I took over the membership, we were at 3,900. So that's a somewhat of an increase.
Was that directly after the Civil War?
It was after the Spanish-American War.
Dave, thank you very much for your phone call, Dave.
Thanks for putting on the show.
All right. Richard, as always, it's a great pleasure to have you on, and we appreciate you keeping us up to date, and we'll, you know, keep calling you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you. Have a good one to you, too.
Good night.
Well, there we go. So that's we really don't know a whole lot more except that he sounded positive.
Right. He sounded good.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking forward to trying to keep tabs on that on the internet while it's happening.
We'll have to, where does it come out? It comes out, we'll have to explore that. We'll try and figure out where we find that out. But we're going to be back after just a few more messages with more On Target Radio, and we're going to be talking hard news. So keep on the phones. You can call us at 312-642-5600. This is AM 560, The Answer.
Some people shoot beer cans, some shoot paper plates, and some, well, some just shoot the breeze. Here at Action Target, we believe there's more to shooting than just putting holes through paper. As the world leader in shooting range design and technology, Action Target has been revolutionizing the world of firearms training for more than a quarter of a century. Go to ActionTarget.com to order your steel targets and range equipment today. That's ActionTarget.com.
For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has supported the rights and freedoms of Illinois citizens to keep and bear arms. For over 100 years, the ISRA has supported the use of firearms as a sport for personal protection and as a fundamental aspect of national defense. For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has been supporting you. Don't you think it's time you supported them? ISRA.org or 815-635-3198. The Illinois State Rifle Association. Supporting you.
Hi, I'm David Lombardo, host of On Target Radio. You're living proof that radio advertising reaches listeners. In the 2 years I've been advertising on AM 560 WIND, Safer USA grew from 300 students a year to over 1,200. By coupling our On Target Radio broadcast with our Facebook page, we found our audience is steadily growing, and in only 2 months, it appears we've exceeded 5,000 listeners. Over 34% are in the age group 25 to 34, 26% are 35 to 44. We have have listeners from Rockford to Western Michigan and Southern Wisconsin to St. Louis. Thanks to live streaming on the internet, we also have listeners as far away as Germany, Japan, and New Zealand. On Target Radio is offering low-cost sponsorship opportunities on Chicago's premier conservative talk radio station. Advertising on AM 560 WIND has worked for Safer USA. Let me show you how it can work for you. Call 815-744-5487. Join the On Target Radio team today at 815-744-5487.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
And we're back with more On Target Radio. Give us a call if you have comments or criticisms, 312-642-5600. We have Robert on the phone, and we're going to get to Robert in just a minute. But first, it is that magic moment, once again, when Tim is going to do his fighting back.
My mom would be calling if you didn't do that, right?
I know.
Tonight, a special Stupid Criminals edition of Fighting Back, as brought to you by the Illinois State Rifle Association. Tip to prospective home intruders, if you're going to lock your victim in a closet, be certain it's not their gun closet. Police in Texas say a homeowner found himself shoved in his weapons closet when three men attempted to ransack his house around 2 p.m. just this past Tuesday. The man thought the suspects had left when he came out armed. He actually confronted one of the suspects who was still in his home, and shots were exchanged, said police. The homeowner shot one of the intruders in the leg, causing him to collapse outside where he was arrested. The other two suspects fled the scene. Police did not specify the make and model of the homeowner's firearm, but they did say the homeowner was not injured and no charges are expected to be filed against him. This has been a special Stupid Criminals edition of Fighting Back, brought to you by the Illinois State Rifle Association.
I like that one.
That was a good one. As soon as I saw that, I said, that's it.
Yeah, it's, well, no one ever, you know, no one ever lost money underestimating the stupidity of criminals.
You know, no.
Is what it is. On Facebook, Kevin said there's a rumor floating around on Saturday was that the bill they're coming out with will require 12 to 16 hours of training with 8 hours of credit if you hold an out-of-state permit such as Utah, Arizona, or Florida, but would ban concealed carry on all public transit. Would you two support such a bill? I wouldn't. Would you?
No.
No. I think that's it.
You know, public transit,
that's idiotic.
Yeah, it's crazy because you're pretty much saying most of the people live in the city of Chicago, they don't own cars. They take everywhere public transit. I don't get why you would say that. All the bad guys are carrying firearms on public transit. Why shouldn't the good guys be allowed to do the same thing?
I kind of like my take on that, though. I think if they did that, it'd be kind of cool because at every L platform, there'd be like 10 or 15 people loading and unloading guns, either getting out or getting off the train. And, you know, that would make it the safest place in the city of Chicago. They'd be holding weddings on L platforms.
Oh, I could anyway. Just, yeah, I could see the news conferences.
We have Robert is on here, has a question about his Utah. I assume you have a Utah concealed carry, Robert?
Yes, I do. And the big issue that I have, I was wondering if it was going to be valid when concealed and carried comes in Illinois.
Well, Utah will be valid, of course, for the number of states that it is valid in. Are you asking if it will be valid to use it in the state of Illinois because you're an Illinois resident?
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
No. Here's I say no.
You're
now
right.
That's a little premature because Richard was quite coy about not giving us specifics. The last one we've saw
997 when House Bill 997 came out and we all read it.
That one said 1 year from the date of the passage of the bill, if you have a concealed carry permit that required firearm training like Florida, that would be good in the state of Illinois. Now, we don't know if it's in this bill or not.
No.
And now the other thing I would point out, you have a Utah?
Yes, I do.
I would point this out. You know, we do the seminar, and Utah is one of the things that it's good for in our Home Protection Concealed Carry Center. Utah requires, if you apply for Utah, you must first have a concealed carry permit from your home state. Now, Illinois has always been exempted because it didn't have one. But what will happen with the passage of a bill, once we have concealed carry, you're good until renewal time. But when you have to renew Utah, you are going to have an Illinois concealed carry permit to renew.
Oh. Well, I thank you very much for the information. I've been wondering about this for months.
Good question, Robert. Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
So that pretty much sums up that one. If you have questions or comments, call 312-642-5600 or go to Facebook, like our page On Target Radio, and you can ask a question there. We got about a minute left here. We wanted to talk a little bit about the state may order shooting drills in schools.
You're right. Just like, you know, when we were kids, you had fire drills all the time. There are some towns that have shooting drills and they want to require, or some schools, and they want to require it in the state. Plainfield, very close to where we live, down in the Joliet Shorewood area, Plainfield already does it. I think it's a good idea.
See, we have a little divergence of opinion. It's not that I'm opposed necessarily, but when you were younger, you did what you did. When I was a kid, we literally, the nuns put us in a hallway.
You couldn't light a cave on fire, Dave.
Smooth move, Batman. But we would go in the hallways and we'd sit with our heads between our knees to protect us from a thermonuclear attack. I still remember this after all these years. I don't know that it's a great idea to have cops and this one school, they were using blank guns. They were actually
starter
running
pistols,
through shooting
right,
them. Yeah.
Right.
I just, I don't know how great an idea.
Well, I think it's a good idea, especially, you know, you get younger kids, and if you do have a lockdown, say there's somebody strange gets in the building or a shooting was to happen, you know, you'd want the kids to know, you know, lock the door, go hide in the closet in the corner. Don't just run screaming down the hallway. So I think it's a good idea.
I don't know. I think running screaming down the hallway works very effectively. Anyway, it is what it is. We're going to be back with more On Target Radio. You're listening to AM 560, The Answer. I'm David Lombardo, president of Safer USA, Chicagoland's most popular firearm training school. We continue to offer our popular home protection and concealed carry seminar every month. This 8-hour seminar covers everything you need to know to safely and legally use a firearm for both concealed carry and home invasion, and qualifies you for Florida and Utah concealed carry permits good in about 30 states. Be sure to call and ask how we can help you raise funds for your organization or provide a guest speaker. We're also offering the NRA Basic Pistol Course and our Tactical Pistol 1 and 2. As always, I offer private one-on-one instruction for basic pistol, Chicago firearm certification, and basic home defense. For further information, please call 877-954-3030 or go to saferusa.com. Safer USA, choosing to own a firearm is your business. Teaching to own it responsibly is ours.
That's 877-954-3030 or saferusa.com.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
See, I really like it when Tim and I get our dander up. Tim and I are arguing. George is coming in. Don't turn that on. You'll blast my ear, George. But we're having this discussion over a subject that I said we should discuss. And everybody goes, nah, it's boring. Nobody cares. We're not going to discuss it. And here we are arguing in the studio over it.
It is a topic of very concern for everybody, but it has nothing to do with the show we're trying to have.
You cheap son of a gun, listen to me. the topic we're talking about is the Congress is talking about imposing tax on internet sales. And you say it has nothing to do with us, but you order reloading supplies and stuff all the time on the internet.
Sure.
Well, you're going to pay more money.
Sure.
You are such a dipwad. Look, here's the thing. The thing is this. This is my premise.
I use the restroom in gas stations, too, you know? I mean...
And that's why there's a gas tax to pay for it. Here's the thing. Taxes are supposed to be to support infrastructure in a city, not punitive. So you have a storefront. You're using streets, parking meters, septic, you know, sewer systems, water system. You're using infrastructure in the city. If a company is smart enough to figure out how to sell a product or service and not take up space, they don't use any of that stuff, why would you tax them other than to level a playing field for somebody who's not clever enough to do that?
I totally agree with your point, Dave. I absolutely, totally, 110% agree with your point. I just don't think it has anything to do with our show.
Well, it will when you go to buy more bullets or more casings or stuff.
Uh-huh.
When you're going to tell me that you don't buy stuff online,
no,
gun
I do.
Stuff? You do. Why do you want to pay a tax for something
I don't.
That shouldn't be taxed?
I agree with you.
Well, that has to do with exactly what we're talking about. That's gun related. Am I the only person that sees this, George? You don't see this? All right, fine. Tony is on the phone. We'll change the subject. Fine. Tony's on the phone. Tony, you got a couple minutes here. Go ahead.
Well, that was real funny just now. Anyway, yeah, just want to give you some information about Kwame Raoul. I'm sure you guys know who that is.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, if you go to YouTube, okay, it is a video basically from the Concealed Carry Breakfast Chicago Union League. It was him and, what is it, Brandon Phelps?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically, Kwame Raoul says, and this isn't an exact quote, but it basically says, I do not do what is best among my constituents. I do what I think is best for them.
I think you guys should. Is that right? He said at the Union League?
Yes, and I tell you exactly where he said it, from 29 minutes and 45 seconds to 30 minutes and 15 seconds.
Wow.
So just remember that. If you go back further, if you want to know what the context of the question was, basically someone asked him, have you done any research among your constituents? And he said, yeah, I'll do it if you pay for it. That was his response. That started at 27 minutes and 45 seconds. So between 27:45 and 30:15, you will get an absolute answer on the mindset of Kwame Raoul, and not just him, most of the reps, most of the Cook County reps.
Well, Tony, I see you live in Chicago, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I got a question for you.
Yes.
Why do you elect these people?
I do not elect these people, but unfortunately it's hard to explain. I really don't know what to tell you. I don't vote for these people. I'm fed up with the Democratic Party. They do terrible things in our city, and we keep elect. I know the reason why is because Republicans have been demonized as being the ultimate in evil, and it's just that simple. And it's just a shame. And I do blame the Republican Party for not coming in and saying, "Hey, we're not the demons here. The Democrats are the ones that are doing all these terrible things to you." But you can't be afraid to come into the city and tell people that.
Well, you know, Tony, your point is really well taken, because if you look at some of the most dysfunctional cities in the United States today, Detroit, Chicago, New Orleans, every one of them has had exclusive Democratic leadership for as long as anybody can remember.
That is exactly right. So, I mean, I've tried to contact other Republicans, and it seems to fall on deaf ears. No one wants to actually take that chance. And I'm telling you, there's an area in where I'm at right now in Chicago where the Democratic Party has done such terrible things that it would be a prime location to actually come in and change things around. People would actually be willing, but once again, the Republicans just will not do it. They just have it in their mindset that Chicago is a lost cause, and it's solely, totally incorrect, and it's stupid. Because people in Chicago do want concealed carry. Don't listen to Father Flager. Don't listen to any of the black politicians. They're all stupid. Don't even just come to the people directly, and you'll get the answer that you're looking for.
Well, and I think you're right. And I blame the Republican Party. Literally, I say this all the time. If the Republican Party doesn't get out of people's bedrooms, we're never going to win another election as long as we live. We need to stick to the issues that are important to people.
Hey, one last thing here. What's going on with the I know you mentioned something about the Utah license, but what about the situation where it's taken so long to get the FOID cards? I mean, this is kind of ridiculous. They told me it'll take about 6 months to get it done, which
yep,
I think is
that's
ridiculous.
That's true. Tony, we're going to let you go. I'll answer that, though, but we're going on a break. But thanks for the call.
Thank you.
With respect to the FOID card, the office has pretty much been gutted. Number one, the demand has enormously increased for FOID cards, and under Blagojevich, he cut that office back dramatically, and it hadn't been staffed up since. So it's two things going on.
They're violating their own law. They're violating state law by not issuing it. But for some reason, they don't care.
Of course they do.
They want to make more laws, but they don't care about violating the ones they have.
Exactly. So we're going to be back with more on Target Radio. We're going to wrap it up here in just a few minutes. You're listening to AM 560, The Answer.
100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has supported the rights and freedoms of Illinois citizens to keep and bear arms. For over 100 years, the ISRA has supported the use of firearms as a sport for personal protection and as a fundamental aspect of national defense. For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has been supporting you. Don't you think it's time you supported them? ISRA.org or 815-635-3198. The Illinois State Rifle Association, supporting you.
Some people shoot beer cans, some shoot paper plates, and some, well, some just shoot the breeze. Here at Action Target, we believe there's more to shooting than just putting holes through paper. As the world leader in shooting range design and technology, Action Target has been revolutionizing the world of firearms training for more than a quarter of a century. Go to ActionTarget.com to order your steel targets and range equipment today. That's ActionTarget.com.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
Javier on Facebook asked the question, do you think other states will recognize or honor an Illinois concealed carry permit? It's hard to say. I mean, that's political negotiations that goes on from state to state.
I would say that if they do, it will be states that require shooting as part of their training, such as Florida. Florida requires shooting as part of the training for the class, so, or for the certificate. So, yes, but Utah, maybe no, because they don't require shooting.
You can rest assured that the Illinois requirement will include shooting.
So they probably won't recognize anybody else that doesn't also. That's just a total guess.
Yeah, actually, that's probably a pretty good
total
point.
Guess, but probably yeah. True.
Yeah. Real quick, Jerry is on the phone. Jerry, you got like 15 seconds to ask your question because we're closing out.
Yeah, you know what? If these politicians don't want concealed carry, let them write in the amendment that they can't carry. Let them, just the citizens carry, and no politician, no elected politician carry. As simple as that. Let us citizens do what we are intended to do, the Second Amendment, and go by the Second Amendment.
Jerry, you're living in an alternate universe.
I know that.
Well, I agree with you, Jerry, but yes, you are.
Because that's never going to happen. You know that.
Oh, I know that. I know that for sure, sir.
Thanks for the call, Jerry.
Yeah, FOID card. Out-of-state people going to have them if they come in the state here? Probably?
No, not out-of-state people. No.
I'll tell you why, because I was a deputy sheriff. And our deputy sheriffs who lived in other states like Indiana, they have to have FOID cards if they carry in the state of Illinois.
No, I don't think that'll happen.
No, I can see.
Yeah. Rachel, love it.
Okay, we got to run, Jerry. Have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Tim.
Well, Safer USA, we'd like to say that coming up, we first are one of the co-sponsors along with the ISRA of the 15th Annual Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp, the 31st through the 2nd of June. We also have a NRA basic pistol class on June 1 and a home protection and concealed carry class on June 8th in Joliet. Also another NRA basic pistol class on the 29th of June. So we've got a lot of things going on. Go to saferusa.com to find out more information on those classes or saferusanfp.org for information on the Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp.
And we are going to start putting up some instructor courses, so look for those. We'll start probably with pistol instructor and go from there, but we will be putting those up shortly. And
probably a range safety officer class. We've had some requests for that.
Have we? Okay. Yeah. So we'll be happy to do that, and we have home protections concealed carry coming up. And as soon as we know what it's going to be for the state of Illinois, we'll be on it.
We will be right there doing it.
So that's all coming down the pipe. We would like to thank one more time the guests that we had on this evening, Kelly McAdams, and we certainly wish her all the best. She's exactly what we have wanted to see happen with our youth camp over the years, and she and Sam and Sam. So come to the camp and get to meet them. We'd thank Tim O'Meara and Kelly Kindland, and also Richard Pearson from the Illinois State Rifle Association for updating us, sort of, on what's happening in Springfield.
But I am excited to
well,
see it.
Well, it is. Obviously, he is effusive.
They will be broadcasting on Livestream. Livestream.com has a feed called Blue Room Stream, which broadcasts the Illinois House and the Illinois Senate sessions. I was trying to find a link to put up on Facebook, but I couldn't find it.
So you can check it out there. Want to thank Vicki Cohen, our call screener, and George Hoffman on the board. I certainly want to thank our sponsors for supporting us, Action Target, Pelcher Shooter Supply, Illinois State Rifle Association, 31 Moons Website Developers, and Safer USA. We are looking for sponsors. We want to expand into a second hour and do news. I think we need it in the Chicagoland area. If you're interested, please call. Next week, we're going to talk about Take Your Daughter to the Range Day. Until then, friend on Target Radio on Facebook. Say goodnight, Tim.
Good night.
Thanks for listening, and we hope that you'll be back next Sunday at 9 p.m. for more on Target Radio. And thanks, Mike, for making it all possible.